poultry, fish, fresh fruits or vegetables, you can be assured that you can find it at Charlie's. In their clean and well-stocked environment is where everyone goes to find that hard-to-find item from back home. And their restaurant, Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, where specialized cook prepare fresh daily West Indian Chinese with all your favorite dishes, traditional curries, provisions, roti and many other dishes to choose from. And you must drop by and taste their weekend breakfast. For all your catering needs, call them at 416-282-8608. And of course, Charlie's West Indian Food, 416-283-1441. On behalf of the management and staff at Charlie's West Indian Food and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, they thank you for the business. Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chattox home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
गाना मेरा जादू भरी सुन लो मेरा दुश्मनी कान खोलो मेरा गाना को मैं तेरा गुरु ज्ञान सब परिवार कुचुन मनावे सब परिवार कुचुन मनावे गूंगा गाना गावे गुंगा 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 गाना गावे सब परिवार कुचुन मनावे सब परिवार
Don't forget this evening, we are live on Caribbean Showtime TV. 7 to 9, we go live. Come next week, Saturday, we will be doing a Welcome to Ramadan with Ashok Iyankaran. And on tabla, Ravi Singh. We have some talented young people, and I'm so proud of this Ravi Singh. Ashok just love his style of playing.
Sometimes he does gamble and steal the money done.
Well, 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 Ram Singh Sharma. Hey, by the way, anybody heading out today, the Imdadul today, they are indeed waiting to serve you two burgers with two drinks for only $15. 26 LaPage Court, so if you're in the area, check them out and support them. Again, the Western Islamic Society is presenting their pre-Ramadan dinner taking place today, April 3rd. For more information, please call 416. Now, if you want to place an order, call 416-457-5011. That's 416-457-5001. A delicious dinner, $20. All proceeds goes to the organization for operating expense, and you can swing by at 172 Milvern Drive. That's Western Road. That's 172 Milvern Drive. That's out in the Western area. Please check them out. Call that number. You can also call 416-419-4358. 416-419-4358. They are getting ready from 3 to 5. So you still have time to place your order. Please support this one. Again, the Western Islamic Society is having their pre-Ramadan fundraising dinner today. 416-457-5001 or 416-419-4358. Brother Roy and the volunteers, boy, they were yesterday like clockwork. Everybody was getting their stuff. They had some nice beef curry, chicken curry, and rice. So I told before you have a choice. No, you got beef curry, chicken curry, rice, dal, and a dessert with a drink. I mean, it really, really was a nice, and a package everything together. So you didn't have a choice. It's just boot in that bag. So thank you again for all those who came out to support, and looking forward to your continued support. And on behalf of the entire executive and its members of the IMDAD for the Annex Fund, and they have their appreciation wall now. So those who have contributed, they have some beautiful plaques with all the names out there, and you know, it's showing recognition and appreciation. I think a big on that indeed. So thank you again on behalf of the entire team at the IMDAD. Well, we continue with the program, and Ashok Yankaran will be, like I said, doing a Welcome to Ramadan program with us coming up next week. So stay with us for that one. And that's on the TV. So we have the TV program. And by the way, it's really, really developing nice. Thanks to you who have been telling your friends and family and sharing us on the IP boxes. And even on the website, the numbers has been just skyrocketing. And again, it's I always tell people it's like a miracle, because we haven't really been doing much to promote it, where we trying to put together a budget to do so. But through word of mouth, through the radio, through the TV, and through you who have been watching and enjoying it, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you indeed. Well, as we continue with the program, we have some more music to share with you. Miss Tara Khan, happy, happy birthday indeed. Also, we want to send happy birthday greetings going out to Sarah Ali from her dad, Nazim. Of course, Daddy Boy want to say how much he loves you, Sarah. Happy, happy birthday, Sarah Ali. Best wishes to all their loved ones, especially Narissa, and of course Mr. and Mrs. Mumtaz Farooq. The entire Farooq family sending love your way. Sarah Ali, happy birthday, baby.
Darling, and don't fall in love. would neglect you. But since I know you, darling, I'm dying for you. You're falling from a plane, girl, you're falling from above. Listen to me, darling, and don't fall in love. And love won't have to pass. It leaves a pain that never heals and many a broken heart. You're falling from a plane, girl, you're falling from above.
Hello to our friends at Authentic Trini Cuisine. How you doing, Sandra? Amit? Hey, the original indeed. Anybody remember this one? Well, I tell you, they have a new thing now, and I had it twice in 1 week. Rice dal and smoker in. If you're in the area, check Sandra if she have, because she cooked the dal fresh, and it's a rice dal smoker in with a little bit of cucumber. No need to smell up the house. Check them out at Authentic Trini Cuisine, William Parkway and Torbran. Right, Peter? Hey, well, we want to send out this one going out to Mrs. Khan. Tara Khan is celebrating her birthday, and this is a special song requested to you on your birthday, Mom, from your loving husband, Mr. Khan. Everybody know Mr. Khan, the immigration officer, Mr. Khan. And those of you who know him and have his phone number, give him a call and extend best wishes to Auntie Tara. She's like a mother to so many people. Great, great couple. And I have to do this one. So let me say, Zina is sending this one out to you also from Zina and Abdul and all of us here at Shabnam Radio Mom. Happy, happy birthday. And when I come back, I have to fix something here. You see, I had a greeting for Sarah, not realizing Sarah and her daddy is celebrating. I thought it was greetings from dad also, but no, we have to fix that. So daddy and daughter is going to be having some music coming up in a little bit. So stay with us. Right now, this one going out to you, Miss Tara Khan, from your loving husband, Mr. Khan. Happy, happy birthday.
सागर में मोती प्यार छुपा है खत में इतना जितने सागर में मोती चूम ही लेता हाथ तुम्हारा पास जो तुम मेरे होती
Greetings are also coming to you from your children, the in-laws, not forgetting the grandkids. Well, we have Fahmida, who is the wife of Abid out in New York. I have some special greetings coming to you, sir, so do stay tuned.
Boyfriends say he like it soft and spongy, nice, fluffy. But that is a far cry from your breads and cakes. So you ask Granny and Mommy for help. They slip you a pack of their magic touch. Chief Baking Powder. The chief reason is always taste.
Hey, he's turning 50. We want to say happy birthday going out to you, sir, Abid. For me, the sense of love indeed. But I have to take this one, Mr. Terry Saar, how are you?
I am fine, Richard. How are you? Happy Easter to you and your listeners, my friend.
Thank you. It's been a while. How are you? What's happening?
Good, good. Well, two things. That song you just played, oh my God, one of my all-time favorites. I remember when I got married to this family 30-some-odd years ago. My sister-in-law, Radhika, and her husband, Moti, used to sing that. Oh. Well, of course, Moti's old and washed up now, but in those days, it was pretty good. Now, secondly, I always believe that you have to recognize and acknowledge people when they do things right. I went by yesterday to Imbado, mm-hmm. and the service was so efficient, Richard, And the food was so tasty. I had it for dinner. I had breakfast. I'm going to have some more this afternoon. But you know what? I just don't know how to do it for the value. The amount of food you get, and apart from that, my friend, very, very tasty. So I want to wish Roy and the boys, his team over at Imdado, excellent job. Thank you for the opportunity in coming by to enjoy such a tasty meal. Good luck, and enjoy.
Thank you, Teresa. You know, it's always a pleasure. When I know you're listening, it makes me feel to play more music. So sit back. And how is Carly? Is Carly with you?
She's fine. She's listening as well. She's home listening.
Okay, good. So I have to play a song for Carly coming up. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gene DiCastro, how are you? Nanda Mirage, Miss Sunshine, how are you doing, girl? You know that commercial, the boy's friend says she likes it soft and fluffy? That song like my partner Abid. Out in New York, happy birthday greetings are coming to you from Alim and, in fact, the entire Aziz family. Abid. Asin, our Princess Songboy. Now living in New York City. Hey, Famita, how are you? I'm going to do something a little bit strange. Listen, I'm going to stop the music. And I'm sure we have some people listening. Listen, I interrupt this program to say this. This COVID is so, so, so real. I want you to stop for a minute and think about this. A new wave, they're talking about new strand. You know, I was speaking to a friend who was telling me about an immigration officer in New York was saying, you know, I don't go to work. I'm working from home. I'm not doing anything. Boy, I stay in home. And he was so confident that nothing would happen to him. He had an adopted child who came to visit, who had it. Bam, he died. He died. I saw Sister Shamiza sending out a request for duas. A mother and two children, 13 and 9. The mother is intensive in the ICU. The kids, she didn't give any, but she was asking for dua. I just got off of the phone talking to a friend who had an event taking place at the Devi Mandir. And she said that she couldn't come on the radio because the entire family has COVID. You know, we can't connect the dot because we're not hearing. But listen, this thing is so damn serious. We feel that when they're closed and open, we get a little way. We feel like we're cheating the system, getting our haircuts, and we're going out. Listen, if you don't have to leave the house, they're asking you to stay home. Yes, we're missing our families. Yes, we're missing our loved ones. Yes, we want to do some outside work. We want to go to the grocery store. We want to go to the hardware. We want to go... Listen, please confine yourself to the bubble. This thing is not going to spare you. This thing is real, real, real. So while we heading out to pick up food and do the drive-through thing, please walk with your face mask, sanitize, and stay safe. You know, I talk about Abid, my friend, and I just sent out greetings on his 50th birthday. He lost his mother-in-law and his brother-in-law within a month and had to quarantine and stay in rooms separate. This thing is so real. And Abid, I didn't mean to damper your birthday greetings, but we are in a crisis, honestly. So I just wanted to say that. Yes, the premier, yes, everybody's talking about it. But somehow it's coming as if, oh, the vaccination is here and making us relax a little bit. Hello? It is real, 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 real. Now, having said that, I want to lighten up the load and let's kind of enjoy the music. Let's enjoy the weekend. But keep that at the back of your head. That public service announcement compliments yours truly, Richard Etsy's. This thing is so serious. Come on. And the kids, listen, you could bring it home to grandma, your mommy and daddy. Be safe. Please. I'm begging you. Happy birthday greetings again going out to Nizam. Nazim, my brother, happy birthday. And I guess for us reading this, your loving children would want to say happy birthday. Lots of love coming to you from your loving wife, Narissa. Daughter, Sarah. The Ali and the Farouk family wishing you a happy birthday. And joining and celebrating with you, we want to say happy birthday to your daughter, Sarah. How are you? Happy birthday. Because I'm getting different greetings, and I think that's what it is. Both of you celebrating, right? Right, Sherry? Yeah, Ali and the Farouk family always support us here on this program, sending us messages, always keeping company.
Someone you know been in a car accident, suffered from a slip and fall, or injured on the job? Let us help you. Hi, I'm Helena Dynit. We at Dynit & Associates are confident that our team of ex-adjusters, lawyers, and paralegals across the GTA will get you the compensation you deserve. Remember, we don't get paid until you are paid. We ensure you will get the treatment and financial support you need during your recovery. If you're not sure what is happening with your case or not happy with your current lawyer, let's evaluate your file for free. Don't get hurt twice. Call Dynit & Associates. We will get you the settlement that you and your family deserve. Dynit & Associates offers a free consultation. Save the number, 416-705-4878. Remember, 416-705-HURT.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim, or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
And not forgetting our friends at Roti Roti, guys. Don't forget, if you're in the area, drop by. In fact, you could call in advance, 416-743-3883. Anybody who visited the Roti Shop at Roti Roti Express, would like to hear from you. What was the food like? They're 2267, 2267 Islington Avenue, inside the Fresh Value Plaza. And the telephone number to call Kavita is 416-743-3883. That's 416-743-3883. And don't forget, Roti Roti at Albion Islington, the new Dongtang Etobicoke, 416-745-9208, 416-745-9208. And again, we want to remind you, our advertisers are the one that keeps us here on the radio, and please support them. Now, we're not asking you to go and support anybody who doesn't give good services. In fact, if I have that happening, I really don't advertise. I pull the advertising, and I try my best, because we have developed a relationship with our listeners. That's you, and what we sell and advertise on this side, and to make sure, you know, I know you guys trust us, and I want to make sure our community has just everything but the best. So Roti Roti, I mean, Ronnie, you guys who would know him, the staff, they are very friendly. They always, always, Ronnie especially, would make sure everything is set right. And if there is a concern, always give him a call. He would be able to handle it for you. Now, there are other restaurants, and I mean, not because they don't advertise with us. I go out and I support everybody when I'm in the area. But you know who they are. They are very piggish, you know, rude, doesn't care. And I had a caller this morning telling me about one of our advertisers, and I had to say, look, listen, Mom, I would talk to them, and there are three sides to the story, right? But I tend to believe them because I know the individual they were talking about, and they could be very harsh. So I'm not going to school anybody. I'm going to advertise as usual, but this is one complaint, and I want to let them know that the individual had a concern. So we are here trying to fix things and do our best, and you know, feel free to call us, and we would definitely deliver the message and at least try to fix things instead of bashing anybody. But yeah, kudos need to be sent out. Like Terry said today, there are people, when you go and you get good service, it's a joy. But I always wonder, why is it we could only talk about the good things, and you become the bad one when you talk about the obvious, the bad treatment, bad service, dirty environment, and we talk about it is an issue. So I just want to say this. We are putting on notice all religious organizations and their leaders, all of them. You know, for too long we've been supporting and giving and giving and giving and doing and doing, and I think there's a point where some of them take advantage of not only their congregation, the community. They feel they're king and queen when they're in that environment, and they have a microphone on, and they would tell you where to line up and where to go, and they speak to you in a certain tone. You know, we talk among ourselves and we find it disgusting, but we never like to talk about it. We don't want to bring it up. And if Richard, as he talk about it, Richard is not this, Richard is not that feed, Richard, shut your mouth. because they would have defenders. But you know what I'm talking about. When a spiritual leader charges X amount of dollars to do up little prayers, and I don't even want to say certain kind of prayers because you would come on and Richard. But listen, they are like that. There are many like that. And don't talk some of them who play in Obia Man. We talk about them too. But we intend to put them in the spot. We intend to shine them up and let them know we have to stop what they are doing now. You know, some of you, and listen, I know some of them listening, they would stand there in their mighty podium and they would make judgment and they would talk, and some of them even stopped in the middle of the prayers and asked for more money and donations and stuff like that. And yes, we give and we give, we give. You know, somebody said to me, Richard, we have to cover our brother's mistake. I wonder in that same holy book that says that, it has anywhere in there that they would say, we need to stand up for injustice. We need to speak the truth. You know, we keep doing this again and again and again. And throughout this pandemic, how many religious organizations are there coming forward and giving solution, giving therapy, giving advice how to handle the stress that we are under? How many of them? But yet still, they continue building their castles in the sky and they keep asking for money and people keep giving and they're getting. And I'm saying some are not getting as much and some need some more help. And we'll continue to spread the word whenever there is here. But if we are doing that, and I'm not saying that we are shining up anybody for that, but I am fed up of seeing some of the volunteers and the organization speaking down and talking down to people. You're no greater than anybody. We are all equal in the eyes of God. So I'm saying today, anyone have any concern, they would like to bring it to our attention, we promise to go ahead. Because you know what, whether or not the support Richard Aziz on this program, I know I intend to do the right thing, the truthful thing, and God will protect me. I'm not going to use his platform to embarrass and hurt or offend anybody. But I'm saying today that we, Richard Aziz, and this platform is going to bring to the attention those who are taking advantage of our community. As we continue with the program, hey, let me play some more chutney music and see how we could go this way. 416-848-7772. Give me your thoughts on this. Now, by the way, I didn't specify any particular brand, all right? So I don't call telling me, Richard, you're not this, you're not that. I'm saying generally across the board. You agree or disagree, give me a call. 416-848-7772. I want to say welcome, assalamualaikum, to my brother Faruqi Baksha. He is one of the key players at the Saida Khatija Center. And brother Farooq, what an event it was yesterday.
Assalamualaikum, walaikum salam. I would say marvelous. Richard, I was surprised yesterday. We had a backlog. Listeners from Kitchener, listeners from London, Cambridge, up to Scarborough, came to the program. But because of the COVID and restriction, we had a little difficult time in serving everybody fast because there's so many different things in the menu that they want this, they want that, this item. But it was a real hectic day for us. But alhamdulillah, we get through very, very well. They were patient. Somebody had to wait 1.5 hours. Would you believe it?
And not only that, the meals you guys had from different areas, I want to say, let me say, because I had her food. Sister Rose, that fish, the fried fish with, I think it was curry or stew fish also, with provision and all kind of provision. We had cassava, we had sweet potato, all kind of thing. And $10, I know that you surpassed your goal. yesterday, and alhamdulillah for that. But the other thing is that if it wasn't the COVID, it would have been even much bigger. Now, I wanted to say, starting inshallah from Friday coming, we here at Caribbean Showtime TV will be carrying live the khutbah as it's streamed. Now, you can get it on the website at Sayyida Khadija, but we are now going to take it up every day. I'm making that promise that every Friday we could. So those of you who have the IP box, just click on and check it out. You guys did a lot of improvement with the quality of the broadcast.
Of course, we installed new equipment, and the broadcast is worldwide now, I should say, international broadcast. What I want to say about the menu yesterday, we had 7 different countries, but 15 different varieties of food. Plus, Rose had about 10 different varieties. And people love the West Indian style, would you believe it?
I know, and you know, so the volunteers. You guys, you know, Teresa was talking a little earlier about what happened at IMDAD, how it runs. I wish she could come by one day and see what happens at Sayyida Khadija Center. Because you guys have it really laid out and planned out. The lineup would be on Edward Boulevard, and people would come in and out, and they get served. In fact, you were receiving payments also, because some people didn't really pay online, but they came and they were doing in and out very quickly. So first, let me just say thank you to all the volunteers, including you two, brother Faruqi and Aleem and Mala and Sister Rose. There's so many. There's 2 sets of Rose there. Roses indeed. So all those who contributed, those of you who came out and support, thank you. Anybody about the volunteer, the team?
The team is too, the name is so many, so I don't want to mention the name, but thank them, every one of the volunteers. They did a yeoman service. Plus, good leadership was shown. And plus, the arrangement was, we had tent rented, so everyone knows that to come in and they well behaved.
And now with Ramadan coming in, we have so much different, we're not sure where we're starting or finishing, because it's shut down and shut down again. But listen, you know, we have to be responsible as leaders. I remember when this started, I was talking to and asking about different organizations, and I said, how come we still having Salah? And, you know, when you go there, so many people always coughing on normal days, in the Jummah even, and you're bending down. So we have taken precaution. The masjids are being sanitized. People walking with their own mats and everything else. But now with the new lockdown, I want to say hats off indeed to the Sayyida Khadija Center. We had Imam Slimi. We did an ad for him, and he said, listen, although it's a drive-thru, although it was stay in your cars, he wanted us to insist on asking you to wear your face mask, because he wasn't taking chances. And, you know, he's one who really, really, it's not about bringing a big crowd out. He want to make sure safety comes first. So thank you again, Brother Faruqi. I know you was the head of this fundraiser this time wrong. Congratulations. Well done. Anything else you wanted to add?
At Sayyida Khadija Center, we invested over $25,000 in COVID equipment. When you walk in, you sanitize. You have the machine, you have to go through that machine, sanitize you. And when you get into the mosque, you sanitize again. So we're well prepared for you. But still, the most important, as Richard was mentioning, please, this is a serious matter. And what you have to do, wash your hands. That's number one. Wear your mask. Number two, and if you don't have any mask, phone Richard here, we'll give you mask, inshallah. Again, I think we served over 1,600 meals yesterday.
That is amazing indeed. And the kitchen facility, with or without COVID, there's strict rules, I tell you. You can't get in that kitchen if you're not authorized to do so. So I want to say again, thank you. Thank you indeed. Let's go to the phone and say, oh, we had somebody there. Sorry, guys, I know we threw out a question for you, but again, feel free to give us a call back. Now, Brother Faruqi, let me just tell you, he doesn't like me to talk about this, but I am so grateful. You know, when I started this project, when my sister passed, I wanted to do this in her honor and teach Sunday school here for any faith, Muslim, Hindu, Christian, and all. And I remember telling Brother Faruqi, and quietly, I said, Brother Faruqi, I want to do this, and I have reasons for wanting to do it. I don't know, I shouldn't be doing this TV station, because I already have a 1 hour, and we can't afford to pay for it. Why should I? He said, listen, if you want to do it, go ahead. And he said, I'm here for you. And he went out and he looked for places for me, sending me different places, and we couldn't get it. You know, when we started here, up to now, he's the only person. And look, today even, he dropped by with sanitation products, as mask. He's bringing us a paper towel. No charge. And I don't have to tell this on the radio, but I wanted to show my appreciation, my gratitude, and my love for this brother. Thank you very, very, very much indeed. And just for that, it's playing this one for Alim Aziz and Abid and the gang. Let me go. Remember, we continue until 4 o'clock at www.shabnamradio.com. Primacy Beam, Richard Aziz on Shabnam Radio. And by the way, if you wanted to get to have some new Brother Faruqi Air Pride, he owns a company, Air Pride, and they provide a simple standalone device where it would check the temperature of your customers, your clients, your family, and right there on it is mounted a foot pump to sanitize. So it's affordably priced. If you want to get one, you want a demo, you want a video clip of one, call me. 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. The lines are open. Hey, don't forget, the Western Islamic Society is having their drive-through pre-Ramadan dinner taking place. Drop by. Telephone numbers again. Call them at 416-457-5001. That's 416-457-5001. And you could drop by even without calling ahead. You would get something there. 172 Milvern Drive. Please, please support them. Hey, we have some more greetings going out to Chacha, Mr. Lakshman Singh, who is celebrating his birthday tomorrow. Happy, happy birthday, and with lots of love, joy, and happiness. Good health always coming to you from your nephew, Perth, and his family. Wishing you lots of love. They love you so much, and they cherish every visit with you. Chacha, they love you. Happy, happy birthday. Great celebration tomorrow. Again, the Saida Khatija Center want to say thank you to all those who came out and give so much indeed. It was a great, great, great time indeed. And thank you very, very much indeed. The Savitri Singh, we want to welcome you to the program. I'm just getting your messages now. And of course, Mr. Khan, Mr. Zainul Khan, again, sending greetings to his beautiful wife on her birthday. Well, we are here going on to 3 o'clock. And remember, www.shabnamradio.com. We continue to keep you company. So do stay with us. Hey, Abid, we understand that Waleel and Shalianne from Maryland are visiting. And they are celebrating their Waleel's birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Hey, you know, not sure if you'll know this one. But tell me, Waleel, he
You like this one? Happy birthday, brother-in-law, Master Salim and Nisha B. To the Sobratis out in Montreal, welcome.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
कारों के जादूगर शाह अहमद अब रेक्सडेल हुंडे पर हैं और शाह जी से बेहतर प्राइस और सर्विस आपको कहीं नहीं मिलेगी. कॉल करो 416-817-2720
क्योंकि शाह जी रेक्सडेल हुंडे पे.
चंद दोस्तों और पड़ोसियों से मुलाकात करना, काम के बाद साथियों के साथ जमा होना, किसी दोस्त की शादी में शामिल होना, सब बेजरर मालूम होते हैं, लेकिन ये इस किस्म की चीजें हैं जिनसे ओंटेरियो में कोविड 19 के मामलों में नुमाया इजाफा होता है. माशरती फैलाव की वजह से ज्यादा लोग बीमार हो रहे हैं, हमारे अस्पताल बेबस हो सकते हैं और हम सब खतरे से घिरते जा रहे हैं. वैक्सीन हमारी हिफाजत में मदद करेंगी, लेकिन जब तक ये वसी पैमाने पर दस्तियाब नहीं हो जाए, हम सबको सेहत आमा के मशवरे और हिदायत पर अमल करना चाहिए. इसका मतलब ये है कि घरेलू सामान खरीदने जैसी जरूरी वजूहात के अलावा घर पर ही रहें, घर पर रहें, महफूज रहें, जिंदगियां बचाएं. हुकूमत ओंटेरियो की जानिब से अदाशुदा.
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई हुंदी है, क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे हुंदे हो जिस नाल तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने. उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी, कस्टडी किस नूं मिलेगी, ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहणगे.
एस एंड एस लॉयर्स को इन सारे सवालों के जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न वास्ते